Hello and welcome to Ask the Mayor on WBAA News. I'm your host, Ben Thorpe. This week is our guest, Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets. Mayor, thanks as always for spending time with us.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me on the show.
So I want to start by talking about a plan presented at the most recent city council that would allow Frankfort schools, as I understand it, to occupy part of the Ivy Tech building in downtown Frankfort, turning it into a new career tech center. Can you kind of talk to us about that plan?
Yes. Of course, as you know, that building is owned by the county and the city. So we have a lease with Ivy Tech at this time. And I know they talked with us about they would like to do something a little bit different because the attendance is down in a building. A lot of people do their schooling online. So they also had gotten with the Community Schools of Frankfort and talked to them. So it's going to continue to be Ivy Tech. They're going to offer adult classes, and also there's going to be some other classes available. Now, they are working together with the Community Schools of Frankfort and the Wildcat Creek Co-op, which is an educational organization that works with all four of the county schools. So it's still going to be Ivy Tech, but our classes are going to come in from the high schools. And right now it looks like mainly it's going to be Frankfort. One of them I know they're going to do is, I'm trying to think of the name of it, criminal justice. And they're going to do some CNA classes. So it's just a way to expand those programs in the high school. And they have a building available. As you know, we've talked for many years about trying to get a career tech center going. And it's just never been feasible. You know, we've never been able to get the funding. So this is working out perfect. I think we can still keep Ivy Tech along with move forward on our career tech center.
I was going to ask, you know, with Ivy Tech's kind of declining enrollment, what does this mean for Ivy Tech's presence in Frankfort? Is there a broader concern here?
You know, I think they are concerned. They do have a lease with us till the end of 26, and they are planning to continue in that lease, but just working in cooperation with the Community Schools of Frankfort and also the Wildcat Creek Educational Co-op. So it will still be Ivy Tech. They're still going to have evening classes for adults because they have other things that go on, you know, outside of students that are just starting college. They also have some adult education. So they're going to continue their presence here in Frankfort at least through 2026. And then we'll see at that time what happens.
Yeah. Talk to me a little bit about possible improvements needed for the old Stoney building. We were told this week that the iconic Frankfort building may need roughly $200,000 in repairs. What does this mean?
Well, I will tell you, we've had, you know, several incidents in our building of our HVAC working or not working. And it's a unique system. In some of our offices, they have their individual units. And then we also have a boiler and we have a air conditioning unit. So over the years, and I was just looking that up, from 2021 into present, we've spent over $42,000 just to try to keep this operational. A few weeks ago, I know in my office alone, it was 100 degrees because the air was not working properly. So part of it also is there's a computer that runs out. There's a control system. It needs replaced. We had some issues with the boiler. So we thought, you know, do we just want to continue? I felt like putting Band-Aids on things. So let's see what we can do long term to get us through for the next few years to make sure that we're going to have what we need. So like I said, we've spent over $42,000 since 2021. And the cost of this repair would be around $65,000. Along with, we have a unit in the clerk treasurer's office that's an individual unit that also has broken down, and that's another $8,000. So we're not at $100,000 or $200,000. I did ask the council for an additional appropriation of $100,000 in case we had any other situations. But, you know, right now we're just not really sure what we're going to get into. We had a maintenance guy that no longer works for the city of Frankfort, but he maintained it on a regular basis. So, you know, there's some false information going out there thinking that we didn't maintain it. We had a maintenance man. He came in, you know, changed the filters, did what he was capable of doing. And then he also would in turn call a local vendor who would come in. So that's who we have paid, you know, money to a local vendor to try to keep everything running. But we felt like, you know, maybe it's time. Let's take a better look at this and what can we do in a long term that would make this better for our building.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you where things stand on the committee that was being formed to address questions from the community about a resolution supporting driving cards. Those cards would be necessary for undocumented residents who want to be able to legally drive. What can you tell us about the committee and if it's met and where things kind of stand on this issue right now?
Yes, we did meet. I believe we had about 10 people present. We have someone that's kind of taken over the committee that is going to make sure that meetings are set, you know, and information gets out to the committee. So I was really pleased with the number of people that we have involved, and we're going to continue working on that and hopefully be able to come back and work with the council and let them know what the committee has found out. We're trying to get information right now to make sure that we provide, you know, people in our community along with our council on that information.
Yeah, and is that something that you expect or think might change some of the council's positions on whether or not they would support this resolution?
You know, I don't know if it will or not. I just also think, though, that it is our responsibility to see that they get the information that they need so that they can make, you know, the decision that they're comfortable with.
Yeah. Talk to me. The city is set to launch a new trash collection system on January 1st, 2025. Talk to me about that system, which I believe is driven by the implementation of automated trash pickup, which I think began in 2022.
That's true. Yes, we thought that it would work for us to be able to go down the alleys for some trash pickups. But, you know, a lot of people already have on-street pickup for their trash. We're finding that it's really difficult for our trucks to get down the alleys. And sometimes, you know, they may try to turn and maybe get into somebody's property or not able to pick up somebody's trash. So we're finding trying to get down the alleys is a little more difficult for us. So we're thinking that if we go to all on-street pickup, that's going to be better for our citizens along with those that are driving their trash trucks.
How are we finding this automated system in general?
You know, I think people have adjusted to it. You know, it was a little tough right at first as a change. That's always difficult for people. But I think that people are accepting that right now. And we've had our challenges. We've had the, you know, different things that we've had to overcome. But I think it's been overall successful.
Yeah. I want to ask you lastly, Frankfurt was part of the North Central region in the new Ready 2.0 grants. What can you tell us about how the $35 million coming to the region could be used? Is it clear yet which projects are likely to see some of that funding?
You know, I am not aware that a final decision has been made on that Ready 2 grant. We have a council member that's on that committee, along with Chan Sheridan with the Chamber of Commerce. So I know they've been working with a committee to put together what would be the best use of those funds. So we were very fortunate on the Ready 1 that we're able to get part of that funding here in the city of Frankfurt as well.
Yeah. That's our time for today. Mayor Sheets, thanks for being with us. You can find this program at our website, WBA.org, along with an archive of our shows at the mayors of Lafayette, West Lafayette, Crawfordsville, and Frankfurt. Send us your questions to ask@WBA.org. Thanks for listening, and have a great rest of the day.